Guess what, kids? We're back. It's the beginning. It's hour three. Kinda. Two and a half.
Seven and a half.
Whatever.
Hey, we're ahead of schedule.
We're gonna work it out. We'll make magic.
Take
cafe.
The win. Anybody
it matter. Is the show on a Tuesday. It's our final show of what is this, 2018?
Yeah. Still. Yeah.
We'll go with that. It's our final show.
It's
and
12 months.
If you're wondering, my cousin Mike left. He had to go back to get to the hotel because that's what he has to do.
Because it was confusing to the listeners to know that the stunt double was also here.
He actually has to fly the plane tomorrow morning. Marissa simply just has to get on a plane and can sleep for the entire ride. So differences in flights right there tomorrow. So we've had a great time thus far. So I can't imagine how the rest of the show won't be just as fun. But before we do Al Perkins and his entertainment, I want to share an email with you. We, for those of you who listen on the repeat, the 24/7 feed where it shows, it plays segments and segments of the show.
Who doesn't?
And really, who doesn't?
Do we have some kind of a ruling on torture? Because I feel that's up there with waterboarding.
I'm so, hearing from the judges.
So
they'll allow it. Okay. Patriot Act.
A couple weeks ago, I changed. There was between each segment of the show because we break up to try to break up the monotony of the show. What we do is. I have a little, like a 60-second little thing that says, hey, how are you, blah, blah, blah. And I actually put a thing on that says, curious, who's listening, who's out there, where are you from, how'd you find us, and all this. So I said, send an email to, and by the way, if you're listening right now, send an email to info@claytonmckee.com, and it'll come right to us, and we can then let you know or read your stuff on the air. So I got an email, and here, there's two emails. So let me read the first one from the same person. Hi, guys, I'm Pashka. Love your show. I'm listening from Russia. Found your podcast on this beautiful site, onlineradiobox.com, not a long time ago. I'm learning English and love to listen to something most of the time, but your podcast became my favorite so fast. Love your stories. You're awesome and hot. Wink. In parentheses.
Hey.
Your hot characters. You make my days, guys. Love, Pashka. So I responded.
Well, isn't that sweet?
I responded
Pashka
back,
has a crush on me.
I responded back to Pashka and I said, "Hey, Pashka, do you have a picture?" Because I looked him up on the Facebooks, I couldn't find him. So Pashka sent a picture back. This is Pashka. Now I think it's funny that Pashka,
hello, Pashka.
Not only the cat, but he has a Texas sweatshirt on, which I think is kind of cool.
I like his glasses.
So yeah, me too.
So he sent an email back. It says, "Hello, Clayton. This is awesome. Hope you get lots of other emails. I'll do my best to catch the show live if I can. By the way, my real name is Ilya, I-L-I-A. It's just a struggle to pronounce, so I introduced myself as Pashka." Now, I think Ilya and Pashka are just as easy to say. I don't know which one. And then it says,
maybe it's the vodka.
Isn't this an, says, isn't
we
this
shall
an,
not blame vodka.
Isn't this an awesome name? And whose cat is this? So many questions. Love, Ilya. So that is Pashka or Ilya and with his cat.
Look at that skin.
Yeah, look at his skin. Well, so and look how the cat poses for any picture.
Cat's oh, there's got a cat? Better smile.
Oh,
right
there,
yes. But I think that's cool. So Pashka, Ilya, however you self-identify, I am thrilled that you emailed us. I'm glad that you listened and found us on that website. So,
I'm a little concerned that there's some split personality happening here. Is Pashka and Ilya like the cat and the guy, and they like interchange personalities?
Don't
I don't know what's happening.
If you've
right
listened
now
to the show, you know concerned other things about split personalities too. Apparently, so that's how we go.
Clayton, can you retell the email, because you have Joe looking to know what the email is to email.
Oh, ClaytonMckee.com or
Q-tuck? Info. At ClaytonMckee.com. So if you send an email, Joe, you can just text me. I mean, you know me. It's not Russian collusion, Jenny, but I when I realized it was from Russia, it was the funniest thing. I'm like, what? No.
No, this just in collusion, not a crime.
Not a crime, no. And if it is, it's civil. And if it was, it wasn't our money. And if it was our money, it was fine. It wasn't enough.
And we stopped
he
it
before. He didn't do it, but if he did, it wouldn't be wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
And we stopped
he did it, but it's not wrong.
It's not wrong. And he had it coming anyways.
And we stopped it before the election.
He had it coming.
He had it coming.
You'd have been there if you'd heard it.
The email address is info at ClaytonMckee.com. And now I will turn over the reins of this segment to the one and only Al Perkins.
Well, we'll start with Death Den because, I know, one of our absolute favorites has passed. And I think we've spent a lot of this show talking about Penny Marshall and my love of Laverne and Shirley.
A surprising amount, really. Let's go to the pie chart.
Is there a Venn diagram that shows the crossover?
And especially since I just got caught in that YouTube wormhole, or not wormhole, what was I called?
Sinkhole,
rabbit hole, that thing. There's a hole involved. Who cares? So, watching all those interviews with Penny Marshall and Cindy Williams about filming together and their friendship and, like, the things that went wrong on filming, the things that went right, like, why, you know, what happened with that last season and why they left. And if you get a chance, they were interviewed by, I think it was by the Emmy Awards, by the Television Academy.
Okay.
And there's just long interviews with them separately and together about, you know, the comedy and how it started. And her brother was Gary Marshall, director, TV producer, TV writer, got her start. She was on The Odd Couple. She was a day player, like on like 17,000 shows. And then finally they needed a couple. They needed two girls for Richie and Fonzie to date. Mm-hmm. And they brought those two on, and they were popular, and they gave them their own TV show. Or they had the TV show and they didn't know how to get them in, so they brought them through Happy Days.
Right.
It was one or the other.
Potato, potato.
So did Mork and Mindy, too.
Mork and Mindy, too, yeah.
Somehow Mork and Mindy went through the 50s. But, and then an incredible career of, she left there, incredible career of directing. She had Oscar nomination for Best Picture for The Awakening, or Awakenings with Robert De Niro, so she is on the short list of women whose movies were nominated for Best Picture, but she was snubbed for a Best Director nomination. She is the first woman to direct a movie that made $100 million, which was big.
Wow, yep. I didn't know
and
that.
And then adding to her list of absolute treasures is A League of Their Own. This used to be my playground. One of the funniest, best movies. And if you don't understand the importance of letterboxing in a movie and why you need to see the bars, that is the movie, because you lose so much of that movie and so much of how well directed that is, because it cuts off. So the part like where Rosie throws the two baseballs, that's a real shot. But because of pan and scan, they have to do it and it looks like it's cut. You have to see like the whole wide shot to know that she threw two baseballs
and
at the same
time
with one hand and they were caught. But and just a great career, a great person. And anyway, however you get to Penny Marshall, Rosie O'Donnell's stand-up act from the 90s, where she talks about the fact that she had a little bit better career because of Penny Marshall, and she was the only person that understood her on the set. Don't the girls want to be in the movie? You come out here, you throw the baseball. Do you want to be in a movie with Madonna?
And Penny made fun of herself with that,
yeah,
too.
She realized the heavy, I think it was Brooklyn or Queen, the Brooklyn accent. And just the fact that she got more and more mumbly as she got older, and the fact that the only person that would stand up was Rosie O'Donnell, because she's the only one that understood her and knew what she was asking them to do.
And I didn't know, I had to find out from my mom, because I just got the headline on my phone. I had no idea she was diabetic, and she died from complications of diabetes.
She just got over lung cancer.
Oh, gosh, I didn't know that either. She's clearly one of those celebrities who never let anything out. She never told anybody what was going on, because I'd never heard this.
She, in the 70s, she wasn't perky. It was the years of Sally Field and the Flying Nun, she once said. And when she booked a 1970s TV commercial for Head & Shoulders shampoo, she played the plain Jane opposite Farrah Fawcett's bubbly blonde.
Oh.
We have got to find that commercial. That's got to be great.
Let me see if I can find that.
So she appeared as Oscar Madison's secretary on The Odd Couple. Oh, I didn't know she was on there for 2 years.
I didn't know that.
Oh, in 2007, TV Land announced they would reunite for a new series of buddy comedy called Penny and Cindy, but the project never got off the ground. Her feature directorial film debut was Jumpin' Jack Flash with Whoopi Goldberg. Rob Reiner was her first husband. Her daughter Tracy.
They're married 10 years. They were married 10 years.
And their daughter Tracy is Betty Spaghetti from A League of Their Own, the one whose husband dies in the war.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, spoiler alert. Renaissance
Damn
Man.
Damn it, Al. It's been 30 years. I don't know what happens at the end of that movie.
She did The Preacher's Wife with Whitney Houston. That kind of was the nail in the coffin of Whitney Houston's acting career, because Penny Marshall was not putting up with her shit of not showing up to act to the movie sets on time. And she did one little charmer called Riding in Cars with Boys, and that I absolutely loved.
Oh, that is a good movie.
She produced Ron Howard's Cinderella Man, and Just a funny one. But if you get a chance to watch any of those videos with her and Cindy Williams talking about their years on the set and their friendship and like going to Paris for the first time and just being like, even though they had money and they were successful, they were still like just two unscrubbed rubes going to Paris, and just everything was too shiny and too pretty, and they really thought they shouldn't be allowed in anywhere. And they're just charming, charming stories. Or if you get to see that Rosie O'Donnell thing where she imitates her directing. So
I
much
found
fun.
The commercial. I will play. Go ahead. Oh, okay. I'll play it, but I had to change the shot right quick to do it. So go ahead and I'll pull up this commercial.
So even though Queer as Folk just did its, I think it was its 20th anniversary that they just celebrated of when the show came on.
I just saw that, yeah.
They are now, Bravo has decided to reboot it. I know, everything's got to come back.
God damn it.
And now for the third incarnation, and whether or not they follow, because it's based on the British series.
Right.
That every time the one guy from Game of Thrones, Littlefinger, I always, because he plays the evil guys all the time, and he's the douchebag Brian in the original Queer as Folk, but he's from Trainspotting. Like, he's in all these great things, right. And like, who is that guy again? Because I don't like the British Queer as Folk as much. I think it's terrible, because they...
No, it was wonderful in Pittsburgh, though.
Yeah, it was really good in Pittsburgh. And the problem with the, my big problem with the British version is when, the young kid kills himself. Mm. And in the American version, at the part where he would go off and kill himself, they start playing Let's Hear It for the Boy, and he takes off his shirt and he goes out on the dance floor and he dances, and everybody's like, oh no, like, you're hot, you're 20, right. You've got a best friend and a mom that loves you, you're gonna be fine. Right. Like, I really liked that storyline so much better than the kid killing himself. That just annoyed me.
It's always better.
Who wants to watch that? Let's see. So, for your movie enjoyment, it's available on Netflix because it was made as a feature film. Netflix bought the rights. There was an argument about the Venice Film Festival and whether or not they would show movies that were destined for streaming at a film festival. So, everyone agreed to have the movie play for a week or so in theaters to get them into film festivals. And it's Roma. And... Alfonso Cuarón, that gave us Y Tu Mamá También and Of Children of Men, Gravity. It's the story of his childhood in Mexico City in black and white. It's kind of about the caretaker, the maid that they grew up with.
Okay.
Really, like, simple movie about, in black and white, about this family going through the separation of the parents and the story of the housekeeper, caretaker. Very simply told, beautifully shot, absolutely gorgeous. And what starts off as like a simple like day in the life of this maid turns into this emotionally gripping,
oh my gosh,
harrowing story of a woman in trouble is a temporary thing, trying to find her lost love, and like the family trying to like shed the father. And oh, it's really, really well done.
I have the Farrah Fawcett Penny Marshall commercial. Let's show that right quick so we can go with that.
Smoothie. Let me borrow your shampoo.
What a roommate. Can't you ever buy your own stuff?
Well, Lucy, I'm not exactly dressed to go to the store right now.
How convenient.
Head and shoulders. I know it really works against your dandruff, but what about my gorgeous hair?
Oh, your gorgeous what a hair bitch. Will love it. You know, it is the best-selling shampoo in America.
Best-selling dandruff shampoo, you mean?
Best-selling shampoo of any kind. Because it hates your dandruff, but it also loves your hair. I use it regularly.
Well, smells okay. Some kind of lather, too. Know what I think?
You think you look adorable.
Not just that, hon. I think your shampoo did a terrific sexy number on my hair. I love it.
I'm glad. Now you could buy the Head and Shoulders. We're out.
Okay. Can I borrow some money?
Head and Shoulders.
Hitter.
Hates your dandruff. Wow. Loves your hair.
And now they're both gone.
See you next Tuesday to that roommate.
Right, exactly.
For real.
A real big see you next Tuesday.
So, Marissa, what are you going to say about the movie?
Oh, I just cried the whole time.
Yeah.
Tears of joy, tears of sadness.
Yeah.
All of the tears.
All the crying.
All of the tears, all in
the
one.
The ugly, snotty.
Oh. Mm.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of that kind of crying.
And it really was one of those movies they were like, oh, we're just going to watch a woman not clean up dog poop and turn off lights. And then it like just hits you with the wall. Because it's such
you thought it was the Rosario story.
Because it really is so like, it starts off so simply of like, just her day. And there's one whole scene of her just turning off lights in the house. And it's.
I was going any minute now. She's going to say, listen, lady.
Listen, lady. But it is, so look for it. I'm not sure with the controversy surrounding it if this is going to be how Netflix gets its Best Picture Oscar, but I think it's a lock for Best Foreign Language Film. Like, I really don't think anybody's going to put out something with, you know, plus Alfonso Cuarón's kind of the darling of the Academy now. But absolutely, absolutely beautiful. Screen Actors Guild Award nominations. Let's see. We all have to start watching Killing Eve. That's our new obsession.
Yes,
let's
we all have get to. On it. Sandra Oh, let's do it right now.
Some fun ones. Starting performance by an actor, female actor in a comedy series. Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin, Alison Brie from Glow, Alex Borstein from The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, and Rachel Borshnahan from The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, because there's no...
Is that Mrs. Maisel?
There's no lead or supporting in the SAG Awards. It's just one...
Actress.
One person per. So, but in the actress category, and here's where we were expecting the woman from Roma, but she's not in this list, so that means... So her Oscar chances just slimmed down a little bit. She was on a nice roll of being nominated in a lot of other places. But Emily Blunt for Mary Poppins Returns, Glenn Close for The Wife, Melissa McCarthy, Can You Ever Forgive Me, Lady Gaga, A Star Is Born, and Olivia Colman, The Favorite. I would probably say, unless Roma really switches things up, those are your five for the Oscars, too.
Okay.
Barry gets all the love again. Have you seen Barry yet on HBO? So funny. Male actor in a leading role, Christian Bale for Vice, Rami Malek for Bohemian Rhapsody, John David Washington Surprise for Black Klansman, Viggo Mortensen for Green Book, and Bradley Cooper for A Star Is Born. The short list of best songs, you know, they release like the top nine that you can nominate five of for a best original song for the Oscars. Only one song from A Star Is Born was on there. So Bradley Cooper is out of the best song running because only...
I think Only Shallow
got into the shortlist. The good news is for those who are going to watch
me. Yeah. Aren't you proud?
The good news for me, having a nervous breakdown, is that Glenn Close looks like the favorite, so she might finally get her Oscar. And then in the supporting actress category, Amy Adams will finally win an Oscar, too. So we may be fixing two great wrongs of the Academy, that Amy Adams will get her sixth nomination.
That would be lovely.
And her first win for Vice.
Let's do that.
Emma Stone for The Favorite, Rachel Weisz for The Favorite. They should split. Margot Robbie's Surprise for Mary, Queen of Scots. I'm dying to see that. Emily Blunt for A Quiet Place. So in case you weren't paying attention, Emily Blunt just went 2 for 2 for A Quiet Place and for Mary Poppins Returns. So she could add her...
Which that comes out like tomorrow, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
And let me make sure, I know she has one Oscar nomination under her. She does not.
Emily Blunt.
Okay, I thought she was nominated for, when did she play, what's the movie where she plays Queen Victoria?
Oh.
I thought she was nominated for that, because she was terrific. But she's always terrific.
She is terrific. I love Emily Blunt.
The Young Victoria. Turns out it was right in the title. No need to
worry. I'm very excited for her Mary Poppins, by the
way. Yeah, that looks, it looks super charming.
Yeah. And she's the right amount of like condescending to be Mary Poppins.
Yes.
Mary Poppins is a douche.
I've never seen that.
She is. No, she's super cunty and like judgy, and I love it.
I've never seen the original movie.
What? It's like an acid trip.
I've only seen scenes of it.
Okay, Mama Di, you are an abusive mother. This kid needs to have seen more movies.
But when Bambi, but when Mary Poppins. What did you do?
Can I tell my goddamn story?
No, we're very concerned for you.
So when they showed a clip of Mary Poppins, I'm like, well, God, she's snarky as hell. And then they interviewed her, and they're like, okay, you are the character. And I'm like, oh, so I... Because I had no idea
she's
that...
She's practically perfect in every
way.
I thought she was just a sticky, sweet, like, woman. But apparently she's just kind of snarky in the whole thing. I didn't realize
she's
that.
She's a little stuck at herself.
She's shitty to everybody.
I had no idea.
She's shitty to everybody.
No idea.
That's a new take on Mary Poppins. But it is an acid
I'm
trip.
I'm here for it.
But there's a scene where they all laugh and it makes them, like, fly that's just a delight.
Oh, with the bubbles and the giggles. Yeah,
that
one's fun. Is super cute.
So, outstanding performance by a cast in a motion picture. And remember, we have learned the last 3 years that if you did not get nominated in this category at the SAGs, you are not going to win Best Picture, La La Land. Dear La La Land. So, A Star Is Born makes
Moonlight
the cut.
One.
Black Klansman makes the cut. Bohemian Rhapsody, and a big surprise, gets a best cast, considering that that is really a movie about one person.
Right.
So the fact that that showed up was kind of surprising. Black Panther and Crazy Rich Asians sneaks in. One of my favorite movies of the year. Ensemble in a comedy series, Barry, Atlanta, Glow, The Kominsky Method, which I have not seen yet, and The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Ensemble in a drama series, Better Call Saul, Ozark, The Handmaid's Tale, The Americans, and This Is Us, Emotional Porn. And then the usual suspects, like Darren Criss is going to win everything, and Amy Adams will probably win 2 SAG Awards because she's up for Sharp Objects as well, and the competition's none too stiff. So there you go. There's your SAG Awards, the second most important award show of the year. We'll get to the last part, and then we're done. Schitt's Creek tomorrow night on Pop.
Yay! However cancel you all your find plans.
Cancel all your plans. It's the holiday special.
Tell David your mom you're not back. Coming over for dinner.
He doesn't know that I love him yet, but he will very, very soon.
I wrote him a letter. He's about to get it.
Which one?
David.
Dan Levy.
We talked about that. We talked The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Just
we can't talk about it enough.
Get on it. Costumes.
So good.
Costumes.
So good.
Costumes. Yeah. Just breathtaking. And the fact that they talk about they go on a trip with all those costumes and how funny it is that they acknowledge. Because no one ever acknowledges. Like, there's a whole Bond movie. What's that terrible? The last one,
Spectre. You're welcome.
The very last one, where Bond is in all these suits, but he never travels with any luggage. Like, how did he show up with that suit? This movie, they're in ridiculous clothes, but when it comes time to pack, they have to clean out a bedroom and like put up racks.
No, they moved it into the living room.
Yeah, they
took over the living room. They already have a bedroom designated to closetry in this gorgeous apartment that no one could ever afford, ever. And apparently is owned by the university. It's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing, right. Yeah. You have to watch to find out. But the absolute best is when
The miniature with the suitcases the to scale.
Not a
and
toy.
This is how it goes in. Can't. I can't.
Yes.
That was absolutely delightful. But when he tells him, he's like, you know, you're going to need a lot of closet space. Oh, I've seen the hats. Like, that was one of those throwaway jokes lines that was just perfect. Yeah. I've seen the hats.
That's very Amy Palladino, though. That's very that
so
genre
charming,
that
so
witty,
funny,
snappy.
And when the singer, when after she does that big long speech, she's like, with that breath control, you could be a singer. Because that one speech she gives is just like, who talks that fast?
Yeah.
So there's that. Just terrific television. And thank God for The Hangover, because it resulted in us being able to watch the entire season. And when we were both oohing and aahing about those costumes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just.
We both needed closets full of them.
Yeah. Every single thing. Mm-hmm. And I like, but she always wears the same black cocktail dress with pearls
on
for the
stage.
So it made it very Joan Rivers.
Sure.
So question. Is the artist that they meet to buy the paintings, is he a real person? Is he like Lenny Bruce, like it's a real person?
You know, I don't know.
Because I was really worried that was some pop culture reference that I wasn't getting. I thought about it the next day.
Yeah, I thought about that too. I'm like, wait, is this somebody?
And the fact that they didn't show the piece of art that almost made Pollock
which
stop
I love
painting.
That they didn't show it. No, because he said, if you paid attention, he said, I painted it for me. Like, it's not, this isn't for you, this is for me. And this is about this wonderful life that I had. Like, I built it for this life that however he did lost. Was Declan Howell a real artist?
Oh, he is. I know that name.
Well, so you should have
Or do I just know it because I was hungover and I heard that name like 5,000 times on that show?
Stand
did
by.
Did I make it a real Grey's Anatomy
Stand by.
Person?
I'm reading just as fast as I can. Character played. Seems likely to be inspired by abstractionist artists of the era. Who gets, like Jackson Pollock, who gets name dropped, Declan tells about a No, it looks like he's made up.
Okay. I was just worried that was some reference that I wasn't getting.
Right.
And then the last thing we'll talk about
That'd
is...
That'd be hard. That's a really, like, specific little storyline to make up about somebody that actually existed.
Yeah. But, I mean, Lenny Bruce just filters in and out of there, so I thought maybe that was some, like, pop culture artist from the time that would be interesting that she would know and have some little secret
about.
The Lenny
Bruce fiction is a lot more plausible, though. You know
yeah.
I mean?
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. Absolutely.
Yeah. There's no really close friendship there. Like, they kind of made up the stuff about jail, but other than that, he's just sitting in a bar talking to somebody. Like,
yeah,
who fucking knows who he talked
to? Right.
Like,
and it's just the right name to drop.
Yeah.
So the book we'll talk about that almost killed me, and I was halfway through when we met here last week. So the Something Like Autumn, the follow up to Something Like Summer, is now one of my top 5 favorite books of all time and easily my favorite character that's ever been in a book. I almost had a fucking nervous breakdown at the end of that book. So I don't know where I know you had started it. I don't know where you ended
up. You know,
I
just started it and I keep reading like as I'm falling asleep.
Yeah.
This is a theme in my life. Apparently I don't sleep enough. I just fall asleep to everything.
You have to be trapped somewhere in a rental house with a little with a drunk person downstairs so you can't leave.
That Sounds lovely.
Yeah, that's
would you like to go on a trip?
Yeah, that's how you read an entire book in a day and then read the rest of it on an airplane ride. But beautifully done. Like how this author, and now I want to go on a like find a book signing with this author and find mm-hmm. out of the three main characters from the first two books, like which one is him or which one is the person that he knew, because I feel like it's this Jace character.
Really?
And just so beautifully written. And I usually read with like music on or something. And as it got to the end, and because, you know, it's the same ending, the book ends in the first book. So you know how the second, like, you know how everybody ends up.
Right.
It's just this, you'd have to go through the journey one more time. And as I got to like the last 20 pages, I'm like, you know what? I need like apps. I need to like respect how this book is going to end and like say my goodbyes to this book and like and I just sat there quietly with my glass of wine and just sat there and cried and was like just a beautifully written character in this book that I really thought was going to be like Twilight for gays, mm-hmm. a piece of shit novel,
sure.
or even worse, 50 Shades of Crap. The fact that it was this well written book that had so much to say about suicide and about Alzheimer's and about, you know, living on your own and making important life choices and like the people that you need to like keep an eye on, and as you know, as these stories keep coming up with that queer as folk storyline of like why it's me being like, why would you kill yourself? Right. You know what I mean? Who am I to tell somebody you're not having a bad day because you're cute and you're 20? You know what I mean? You can still have a bad day.
It's true.
It's not really right for me to tell someone to get over, like, look how you, like, you're gorgeous in your 20, shut the fuck up. You know what I mean? That's kind of
I've not heard that listening a lot.
I'm on the fence on this. Have you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you know what I mean? Like
30 years ago.
I like that you're pulling off 20.
But there is kind of a...
I didn't say it was current. Not like now.
But you're always watching, you know, the lonely one, the with stupid, ugly Irma. That's who you're worried about.
Irma, stupid, ugly Irma.
Not someone we know in real life. That's not something we actually did to someone. So,
but I'm willing to.
But honestly, so if you get a chance to read these books, the first one is something like summer. Some of the lists say something like autumn is second. A couple of the lists say something like winter is second.
Okay.
But it's about the same three guys. Mm-hmm. They're your main protagonists.
Right.
You just find out. So now I'm in a little period of mourning, and then I will start reading the third one to find out what happens to the boy in the blue tennis shoes. I can't remember what his real name was.
Mr. Blue Shoes.
Right? Mr. Blue Shoes. Yeah, the boy in the blue tennis shoes.
Oh, I clearly did retain some of that
book. Yeah. And it's just, I'm just surprised. It's something that I thought was going to be so cheesy and almost like kind of elevated porn. You know what I mean? I thought it was going to be like dirty,
right.
kind of dirty reading. And there's, you know, there's like one or two love scenes, but there's nothing,
right.
nothing graphic, nothing no inappropriate for something right. over, you know, like 14 and over is fine. But just
50 Shades
lovely
of
written. It was just so nice to like be surprised by a good book. I was not expecting that was supposed to be a summer
really
read,
nice.
Not something that I was really touched by. So that's your gay reading for the year if you find yourself on a beach.
Got it. I'm going to interrupt you for just a second because I don't know where you're going from here. Got it. Well, two things. One, a wellness check on you. Are you good? Can you stay? Are we good? Do you have to leave?
Because no,
I know
so
you,
good.
I know you drove separately in case you had to peace out.
Right? No, I'm so
you're
good.
You're good. Okay,
in for the long haul.
And the other thing I wanted, the other thing because I saw her that she tweeted it today. Today was the last day of filming for the Veep series. So today they were wrapping
all
that.
Make
out
cry again.
They were all wrapping that up. So Julia Louis-Dreyfus posted on the old Twitter that they're wrapping that pig
That's
up.
Another character. I am going to be so sad to say goodbye to the Cloud Botherer and her, because that show, I mean, it hit, the Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt almost killed me three times in one episode.
That was a good time.
Choked on my cereal, choked on the water, then I choked on the tissue I was blowing my nose with. But
it's a hell of a day at sea, sir.
It was. I really thought I was going to die laughing. Two turtle doves. I was finished. What are you going to do, go to the park and make friends with a bee? But that show, if you ever get it, if you've never watched Veep, and they get to the part where they have to have a congressional hearing, and they just decide that they don't care anymore, that they just have to waste time. So all they do is talk about all the nicknames they have for, oh God,
Jonah.
Timothy, yeah, for Jonah. and they just cut away to every person listing all of his horrible nicknames, and one was the Cloud Bobber.
For his song, right?
Don't joke.
That's all the sudden.
My first aid certification is not up to date. Don't joke. You're the only one of us that can save a life.
Oh my god. So I'm going to be heartbroken, and I hope they have like 44 episodes to finish them off. You know what I mean? Even though there's only 6 or 8 a season. And then I have to just break down and get the DVDs and see all the outtakes because it's all improv. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I just want to see.
That's going to be a wonderful year in your life to watch all that.
How many times they went through with all those nicknames. And then there's the one walking scene where what's his name? I'm even friends with him on Facebook. Timothy, whatever his name is. And they're walking down the hallway and he's talking about how far away he is from the actual Oval Office. So he's like, I can't remember what he's like. He's like in the Pyongyang or there's some porn reference. I'm not going to do it any justice. But you can find it. Anyway, so that's it for entertainment.
It really was hilarious.
It really was. I really sold that.
Knocked that one out of the park. It's like Penny Marshall was directing you.
Right?
This used to be my playground. I just want to tell you.
Used to be my pride and joy.
And that's one of those movies that if it comes on HBO, and even though I can like tape it and save it forever, I will call you and lie to you and say, my cat's sick. I have to stay home and watch the entire movie.
Sure.
I did want to share this with you because it was just posted recently on the Facebooks. I'm assuming that our dear friend, former cast member of this show, Buddy Early, I'm going to just go with he might be going for he was either in the hospital for a procedure or maybe just testing for something, but he posted this picture of who wore it better, him or Mrs. Roper in a muumuu or
a horse race.
Yeah, I'm not sure which one, but
unfortunately for Buddy, I'm going to go with Mrs. Roper.
No, she's got the necklace.
Right. I mean, she's got the accessories.
What a joy. I mean,
she's
got
the smirky little.
She is proud of that muumuu
and the little orphan
Annie
little hair.
Smirk.
She got that too.
He was inquiring about, 30-year-olds in sciatica, so I'm putting two and two together and assuming that he's having that treated somehow.
Because he certainly is in 30, so I guess he's the sciatica part's true.
Was it legitimately asking for a friend? I mean, because
about 28 of the comments said. They were asking for a friend there, buddy.
There's that.
And he had a funny thing on his Facebook where he was talking about, how did we, there's movies that you forget, oh, God, that's uncomfortable. And he was talking about some scene in Revenge of the Nerds. And then somebody who's seen the movie a lot of times, I guess something horrible happens to them. I never liked it, so I don't remember it.
I've never seen it. I know that's surprising.
I don't remember something that bad is what they were saying happening in it. And then somebody said in 16 Candles, and I forgot about it, that they pass off the drunk girlfriend.
The drunk girlfriend.
And it turns into
nerd.
A date rape scene, and I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. I feel like we talked about that here.
16 Candles.
I don't remember that at all.
The vodka's not to blame.
No.
Never is.
Certainly not to blame.
So now I feel like there's so many movies from the...
We have to banish?
The 80s that we have to go back and watch one more time. And find out,
I don't know. I'm not a big fan of 80s films to begin with. Like, I feel like... There's a lot of them that were just not quite old enough.
Boys and dick jokes, and I just was like, must we?
Yeah.
Like, I did not get the appeal of Porky's.
That's the whole Porky's franchise. That's the whole Revenge of the Nerds franchise.
Yeah.
Star Wars. I don't get it at all.
That's different. Super different.
I don't know.
I pretend to like that.
Porky's and Star Wars don't belong in the same sentence.
You can sometimes get a cute boy to go to the movies with you if you pretend to be interested in Star Wars.
Super true.
And I'm not above it.
Let's see if we can... Again. Not above it again. That's where you go.
Let's see
if we can pull shit out of a bag with this.
Play the thing.
Cow, here we go.
Play the thing.
Two things is what she brings. Two things is what she's talking about. Two things, important little things. That is what she's spouting out.
You just need two things.
That means two things.
Let's get two things clear.
And then two things about yourself.
And I've come to share with you one of two things. No, two of two things. We're sharing two things right now.
There are only two things I can't stand in this world.
Quick, grab two things you love.
It can be two things.
Only two things in the world I'm scared of.
Rise up, fries up, two things.
Remember two things.
I believe in two things.
Guys are only after two things.
What's better, doing two things at once or just one?
Never half-ass two things. Whole-ass one thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kat Carlson.
I'm going to do better than that. I'm going to half-ass one thing.
we have to stretch this out.
We do need to stretch this out
on the table.
I know.
We are barely 2 hours and 15 minutes into a show.
I know. What happened here?
I don't know. But
how did we get so
brief? I got another bit. Marnie's on her way. I swear to God, she's on her way.
That's hysterical.
It is.
She's got headlines to do. Catch us up with this week.
I don't know what she's going to do.
She's
going to
fill this whole last hour for us.
What you got, Kat?
Look,
you
those know, missing holes, Marna.
We love a Sandy Bullock Day.
Oh, we do. We do. Darn.
And I am signing on to the Church of the Sandy Bullock Christmas.
Well, welcome.
What?
Yeah.
Welcome.
Yeah. Because here's why. Well, she was on whatever thing that Hoda's drinking on in the morning now on NBC or whatever.
Yeah.
She's on a morning show of
some
sort.
Oh, we didn't even talk about that.
Oh, we
didn't.
That's our
back.
Second thing. Look at that.
Look at that. Two things.
Look at what you did.
Feed me one, I'll eat both.
All right.
I don't know. No. It went wrong.
No. Wow. Well,
we don't eat corn.
Like many of us, Christmas is a time to go big on all possible things. Lights, presents, food, family, drinks, booze, men, whatever.
I like how you put men in there.
Sure. For you.
The whole thing.
It's about giving.
Trying to get you some. Yeah. There you go.
Wow. Where were you Saturday?
At Cobalt. I could have helped you then,
no,
too.
No, you couldn't, because the guy I was looking for was not there.
Well, you should have brought him. You gotta bring your own snacks sometimes.
Didn't we just learn how to put a chip in a cat? Can't this technology be used for humans?
That was funny. You gotta bring your own snacks. I enjoy that.
You're welcome.
I'm gonna put that on tape.
Well,
put a little catnip in your pocket.
Sure.
Sandra Bullock is, of course, no stranger to the excess of the holidays. It's been that way for many years, told Hoda.
Hoda, copy. Yeah.
Good for her. Christmas, the Oscar-winning actress today said, is usually overdone at her house. Like, really, really overdone, she says, because I overdo it, and then I panic that I didn't do enough, so I do more.
Oh, wow.
Like you do.
Good Lord,
I've been there.
Yeah.
I'm probably still paying on the credit card for it.
All right.
Yeah. It's a thing.
Happens.
She says, and then I get more and more than everyone else, and it gets just way overdone, but not this year. Nay.
No.
We have just stopped, she said. She says, there's so much happening in the world where people don't have anything. So she has told her two children, which are younger than I actually thought that they were. She has Lewis, who's 8, and Layla, who is 6. And she says, yeah. Very small. I thought she would have
older
children.
She adopted the one right before she ditched the husband. Mm-hmm. And then they had one on the... They had a baby on the way when she ditched him.
In the mail.
Yeah.
In
return, UPS...
It's in Montreal right now.
It's on its way. Don't even ask where Alberta is.
Go through Alberta, then to Poughkeepsie.
Just a brief stay at Gander. I mean, it's a whole thing.
So... Sandy says to her two children, her 8-year-old and her 6-year-old, she says, why don't we just make this holiday about other people? And she says the kids were really amazing about it. So Christmas in her house this year is 3 small gifts.
Oh.
Which I think is very cool. And I've been trying to subscribe the people in my house into 4 small gifts, and they won't. Like, literally refuse, and I've just given up at this point. I'm like, I don't fucking care.
Well, goddammit, when didn't this show start at 9:30?
You're
ladies
right
and gentlemen,
that start.
Marnie Ryer has arrived. You and by the way, you've still got headlines to do, where you been, obsessions. You got a lot to do.
Got one thing left?
I'm on it. I've been practicing for hours.
All right.
We got time. We'll run through all the stingers again.
This is Marissa.
Yes.
Oh, my. Can we do the 20-minute Marnie show after this?
Yeah.
Right, we should just put her on
Let's
the cross.
Let's just run through the stingers.
I can. We can do that. So you wrap up your two things.
Yeah. So I ran across, like 2 years ago, and it's very cute because it rhymes, and I like rhyming things, and I like alliteration. So I ran across this whole article on a very similar subject that said, you know, you really only need 4 things. You need something you want, something you need, something to wear, and something to read.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. That's it's cute. It's, you know, covers all the bases. It's enough, I feel like.
Oh, and I got the rhyme at the end. I now hear it, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, that's not a fucking rhyme.
Want, need, wear,
read.
Yeah, you got to wait for the end. Yeah, it's all about listening, Al. It's all about listening.
So he's now in a sentence.
He wasn't talking. Why would he be listening?
Al's not fucking listening. Period. It's a sentence.
I get it now.
For once this year, Al wasn't talking. I don't know if this is breaking news or not, but for once.
It's just in. Al's not talking.
Right, wow.
Updated 11.
A lull on Q Talk America. And now the cooking show.
But now I'm going to try and resell this philosophy as the Sandy Bullock method.
No.
And I'm going to see how that goes over. And then I'll bring in the credit card bill in January and see how that goes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good time to remind people about the importance of those four things is when the credit card bill comes in.
Yeah. Oh. See? Yeah. Instead of all of this crap that you fucking people decided to buy, we could have had these nice things.
You're awfully angry. I don't know why.
Yeah, right.
Poor people are angry, right? Clayton.
Poor people are?
Poor people are angry.
Oh, they meant now, four people are. Like, who the four people are angry?
Poor. Now, you're in a four-person household.
I am in a four-person
household. So, do you each just get one thing for each other? Like you pick it out of the box and, okay, I get...
So, I'm in a four-person household consisting of two children who don't do any of the shopping on their own.
So everyone
would get, like, one thing from each category.
Right.
So, I...
So, 16 gifts altogether for your family.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, so everyone gets four things. The end.
Do I have to make it a theme? Four things.
No, that sounds...
Four things is what they buy.
That sounds awful. I barely bring one thing to the table.
I know. Al should be disappointing us three times.
Our meeting in January is going to discuss that.
Is it? Are we going to have a meeting? That's good. I'm busy that day.
I'll be late.
We actually did need to...
I guess I'll take notes on the meeting because I just
wrapped
up. Yeah.
You never do. So it doesn't matter.
We're just going to take notes exactly and just send them to you.
Yeah. You don't do that either, so it doesn't matter. It's okay.
It also helps because I'm really terrible at Christmas. Like, just today, Sharon was like, I need some ideas for you because I have nothing. I'm like, I don't want anything. Like, literally.
You don't?
Don't. Yeah.
You need anything? No.
Pay the power bill. I don't need anything.
You know what's weird, though? And I don't know if it's just like a 51-year-old cycle that I always need socks and underwear around Christmas. Is that just because they were bought originally at Christmas time?
Right.
So they only have like a 362-day life cycle?
You subliminally just know that coming.
Because there's like coffee down there. Like all of a sudden gravity's effects on coffee.
Coffee on your socks?
Sometimes.
You're doing this, but I know you meant here, right?
No, but it really, I have dribble marks. Like, it's awful.
Wear black shirts.
They stain too. I've already tried that.
Well, were I to get you a Christmas gift, that's what I would
wholeheartedly endorse this.
The Sandy Bullock method is
want, need, wear, read. That is
we're still on that story.
Yeah, yeah, that really is great. And it keeps it, because it just gets out of fucking
control. So, like the first couple of years with the kids, I was like, are you kidding me?
Right. Mm.
I don't make this much in a month. What did we just fucking do?
Right.
Like, honestly, God. And they're just going to chew on the box.
Crazy ex used to do. The crazy ex used to do that with her kids where... it was like a mortgage payment, easily, if not better. And like she would skip the mortgage payment.
Yeah,
and told me going
that
in.
That seems like sensible. No, that's sensible
gonna
plan.
She told every
me
December.
Going into this, I don't pay the mortgage payment.
That's
I don't
smart.
Do who, any of that.
Who needs housing when you can have the toy aisle from Target?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
we could just live in the Barbie dream house.
No. It was that fucking All-American Girl doll or some shit.
Oh, those things were
like
fucking
American
expensive,
Girl
too.
Doll. Yeah, right.
Oh, I worked at a department store during the Cabbage Patch craze. Oh, let God. Me tell you, that was
yeah.
not pretty.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nor were the dolls.
Mm-mm.
Funny story.
Yeah.
No, isn't that gross? But yeah,
funny story.
There should have been a telethon for those motherfuckers because they were ugly.
Stop it.
So, in that same show, Kathy Lee quit.
Yep.
I don't know if her plastic surgeon has just decided
that
he's done
lot.
Enough.
Right.
But
or can't just can't do anymore.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sorry. All of your faces in the back of your head under that fall.
But Joan Rivers is jealous.
Yeah, because she didn't. She was like, no, that's too much. That's
good.
Too far.
Stop.
I was like checking to make sure that like my TV was plugged in when I saw that thing. But no, so I guess in April she is going to say goodbye to the
10 years of being on with.
It's
a lot of wine.
And they were drunk and touching each other.
Oh,
I'm not going to judge. So, but I don't
know. Have they announced
Sounds like your lesbian affairs at home, people.
I think they're going to reorganize because Megyn Kelly is definitely out. They're going to negotiate because, you know, once
we
get
Santa
through.
Santa just is white.
Santa yeah. just is white. Once That's we make sure that Santa's white, then Megyn Kelly can leave the room. Yeah. He just is.
It's a rumor.
It's okay. We may need a paper towel here.
Just a rumor.
Almost a spit take.
So.
Just a rumor.
Yeah, so I think they're just going to revamp the 19 hours of the
Today
Show.
Do you not know that, Marissa?
That Santa's white?
Oh, that's the wrong one.
The wrong here. One, right.
As you say, Megyn Kelly will sing it now?
Jazzy, when did she put on a Christmas hat?
Santa just is white.
There's that. Did you know?
No. I've seen the interview. It's shocking every time.
It is.
Every time.
Every fucking time.
Yes.
And Jeffrey Smith has joined us in the YouTube chat.
Hi there.
Because, you know, every hour I just remember to go back and check that.
Well, at least.
Anand was there, too. But
at least
Anand
you see things every hour. I just show up for the last half hour.
I know.
So, and then I heard that CBS, I guess they have some kind of a morning program. I've never caught it and don't know what they're doing.
Gail King is on it.
But she's out the door, too.
No, I did not heard that.
Yeah, that they're going to revamp that whole thing and they...
She's such a good interviewer. So, no.
I was just going to say, wow.
Well,
are these the lost interviews?
Does that mean that she and Oprah have committed?
Yeah. They're going to have a ceremony.
I'm going to be performing.
Oh, Sandra Bullock's going to walk them both down the aisle while kicking... Stedman
out of the air. Yeah.
Putting her foot on his neck. Stedman!
Stedman!
David! There's
so, there was that news from people who care about the 19th hour of the Today Show. I'm like, is this shit still on?
That's right.
Four.
Why do you need... No, it's got to be more than that.
No, it's the fourth hour of today.
Oh, because like, the first part's only 2 hours.
2 hours of
then
real...
Then Megyn Kelly, and then the drunk ladies.
Yes. But it's also broken up by another show.
They actually, make it a fifth hour.
Well, it's actually the fourth hour of today, but they put something else in between there.
It's
which
called
I think
Tomorrow.
Is, which I think is Kelly Ripa and Ryan Seacrest, and then they come back and do the Drunk Ladies.
Oh, Today and Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Today. Do you remember that when we were little?
Excuse me?
And I think it was on Saturday nights. It was the nighttime show with like Tom Snyder would be tonight on Today and Today on Tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
I do recall
my
that.
God, Tom Snyder.
Yeah, whatever the fuck that shit was.
Whatever.
It's old people talking.
Oh, and wasn't now, he the... And Nancy and I are going to talk about underwear. I wear a boxer brief. Thank you very much.
Oh, my God, I'm a dummy. Cotton. I could have had two things of Sandy Bullock. Did you see this about her idea for the Oscar hosting?
No, what is it?
To kamikaze famous audience members with a teleprompter.
Oh my
and have
God,
them
that's
do
awesome.
It. Like, you people are fucking actors.
Oh, that's
do
lovely.
It.
I love
Absolutely.
That.
Yeah. And you know what? She's fun enough that's... to do it. Melissa McCarthy and her,
yes.
just right. go at it.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, but just like,
no, but they can start. Right. They can start it off, warm up the crowd, get everybody. That's a terrific idea.
Have they asked anyone yet?
Very similar to the bit that Patrick Harris did.
Had I listened?
No,
to
they asked someone who dropped out like 5 seconds later.
Well, and it was
Kevin
Hart. Suggested that Wanda Sykes do it.
Oh.
It was suggested that she do it because clearly he was bowing out because of LGBT comments.
But it's not on HBO.
But I don't have
it. I'm just saying, I can't fathom. Can she, do you think
oh,
she...
Oh, yeah, because she was on, what's the show? She was on the show.
The New Adventures of Old Christina.
She was very funny on there.
No, not that she's not funny, but could she be clean in like a more stand-up kind of thing? Okay. I wouldn't think so. But,
I mean, she does enjoy working blue, but not
I do appreciate the. Well, she's black and blue, as it were.
Yes.
I believe.
Yeah, she's both.
Something.
All right, so have you wrapped that part
Those
up?
Those are my thoughts.
It's not my part.
Well, no, I just was looking at you as a
general.
That's
not my part.
I'm very excited. It's two things I've done. Here, let's go to Minds with Marnie.
Okay, so now we're going to. Marnie!
Hi.
Are you ready for this?
Sure. What do you need?
Well, I don't know. What do you have? Any headlines that you were going to read?
Yeah.
We want all the parts that you were.
If you've got something.
Oh, no. First, you got to tell us what you did this week.
Oh, no. Wait. Okay. Oh. We're going to pause that.
Okay.
What have you done? Where have you been?
Where you been? Where you be?
Wait a minute.
Where you be?
I don't know. Is this the Ebonics?
There's our last corporate sponsor.
Which is what?
Jennifer. Ain't nobody got no time for that.
No.
Really?
Nope.
You've been using it, and it's not effective.
None of that.
Stop.
Look what it did to my hair.
It all fell out. Al tried it. Nope. This week, nothing. Work,
nothing.
2 weeks, nothing except work. It's just been craziness. Mm-hmm. And I got Michelle Obama tickets.
Hey.
And what else? Because that's the highlight of everything.
That's so fantastic.
Now, based on what I saw of Michelle Obama tickets, yeah. Is this like the third mortgage on your house? Or what have you done? Because they were not cheap.
They were not expensive.
Oh, yo, really? Because I saw somebody was like $600 fucking dollars.
Right. And
it's got to be scalped.
I'm a moron, but I'm not that big of a moron. Would be, I'm sitting on Michelle Obama's lap. She's playing Santa, who is not just white.
Spoon-feeding you.
Right. And I get the figgy pudding right fucking here. No, but no.
Not the figgy pudding.
And I certainly don't want it right fucking here.
You leave that figgy pudding alone. Yeah. You just, hey, Mrs.
That's a lot.
Hey, I am not going to get cut out of the figgy pudding metaphor.
Hey.
What's your name?
Well,
Can't unimagine that.
I'm just
get now, when that you make out the figgy pudding, do you have to change your underwear?
Maybe.
Oh no.
Or boxer briefs.
Well, Christmas is coming.
You don't know.
the goose is getting fat.
Spill the figgy pudding.
I do have to say.
Yeah.
No. Mm-mm. I do not know what figgy pudding is.
I don't either. But it was something about, you know, the holidays.
Okay. Anybody?
I mean, pudding? I'd say fruitcake, but you
I'm
two are already here.
Figs are in it.
Yep.
I'm gonna hope.
I'm gonna hope it's pudding, but
I'm almost
Chief Googler.
I bet it's like a bread pudding. I bet
the cartographer had the night off. When did the Googler get back here?
So I know that the song stems from an old tradition that we don't do anymore that made caroling more like adult drunken trick or treating, and so the lines about we won't go until we get some, like all of that, it was really kind of a threat, like. Mobs of people would show.
We won't go until we get some. It did seem a bit threatening.
It's aggressive.
It felt very Me Too.
It's like, very aggressive.
Well, maybe it's cold outside. I won't go until I get some.
So that's the thing that people used to do.
And you can't make me.
And you need a mouth hug.
What? And you can see it happen.
Okay. Wrong story?
Yeah. Well, that's a little off color.
And you can see it happen as recently as the Judy Garland Christmas special. because
as recently.
Oh God. Hey, right, in
1958. You're taking me with you.
Wow.
Threatening carolers.
Yeah, threatening carolers. They would show up and they would sing and they would just kind of, you know, until they got invited in for booze and snacks, and then they'd have a good time and then they'd go on about their merry way. So that's what that whole song
and
is.
And someone
about.
Just threw figgy pudding at them, like, take
well,
this
stand
bitch.
By. I don't. What did we do to the network? Are there just too
wear
many
that as a hat, bitch.
Here? Marty, what'd you do to the Wi-Fi?
Here's some figgy pudding. It's a figgy pudding fight. I like it. I just want to keep saying that. Figgy pudding
figgy
fight.
Shush.
Wow, how about that? You show up late and then she
goes, shush. Figgy pudding recipes.
She shushed me.
Figgy pudding recipes.
No, it's a real thing. Look, allrecipes.com. I've got a recipe.
By the way, she is not at the University, Jenny. She is going to be at Comerica Theater downtown. Oh, okay.
That's right.
That's actually smaller. Mm-hmm. She should really go to Gamage and somewhere tickets.
Yeah, it's
for
a type
real.
Of Christmas pudding that was originally made with figs. It may be baked or steamed in an oven.
Oh, a hot steamer.
Huh.
Mm.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah.
Does that go along with the mouth?
But I fucking talk about figgy pudding.
What? You're
so
gross.
From allrecipes.com.
You're gross.
I'm gross.
Yeah.
You were talking about shit being sucked up a tube in a hospital earlier. I'm gross.
Like actual shit.
God, why?
So
some people don't understand metaphors.
It's holly fecal Christmas.
2 cups of buttermilk. 12 ounces of dried fig.
Oh, with that.
Oh, no. So it's light.
Flour, sugar. It's a cup of cup of cup of.
It's a cup of cup of
flour.
So I add vanilla ice cream to cut the sweetness. No.
There's eggs, there's butter, there's almonds. So it's
what's
it's
not like a, in figgy pudding is, I guess, the next question.
Broccoli.
There you go.
No vegetables were.
Uh-huh.
Wait, that seems fair.
There you go.
Vodka was not responsible.
All right, so you got tickets to Michelle Obama.
Yeah, yep, mm-hmm. Yep.
She's lovely.
Oh, I'm just so excited. And they were $109,
something each?
Like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's reasonable.
How far?
Totally
where
reasonable.
Are you? Do you know where you are?
Yes.
She's great
I'm
here.
At the house.
It's the sweater. It's given Where's Waldo vibes.
This is like in March, right? March, April?
Mm.
You should probably find out before the time comes.
Yeah.
February.
Oh, I thought it was... Oh, I didn't realize it was that recent.
Maybe March 3rd and March 9th. Okay. I don't know. It's somewhere in there. I just won't go anywhere in February
gotcha.
Or March. Just
gotcha, okay.
I'll cover my bases with right. that. I don't know. So anyway, yeah, we're sitting like... so there's that whole first section, mm-hmm. whatever.
Yeah.
And then...
Well, we were there for hair. So there's that section in front of where we were for hair.
And then the second area where they usually have the sound system kind of thing.
Okay.
That's usually where they have sound. Okay. That's where we are at.
Okay.
And,
yeah, there's no bad seat there.
No. And for me, what I just have terrible restless leg, like very terrible restless leg.
End
and
seat.
So I have to be on the aisle. Room. And right. I was able to get that. And I mean, just lucky. Oh, no, I'm lying to you completely. That's the first four. No, I got
it's
two.
June Carter
Cash.
Because
I got. Oh, why did I so late?
We don't anyway. Know.
What's on Marn? Jenny wants to know what's on your shirt. What's it say? Use your power to empower.
Oh,
that's touching. Well, stuff. And you wear that to the Michelle Obama thing.
I plan on. So now the, you know, push them down when they're acting like assholes, I think is her phrase, right? Or raise them up, something
when they go
like
high,
that. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
They go high, I bake brownies. I
anyway, no, we're in the...
They go high, it's easier to punch them in the nuts.
We're four rows from the back on that first section.
Okay.
And it's February 12th.
Yes.
Oh,
now you know how to use calendar.
5 p.m.
Now he does.
So I'm there on time. Thank you. Yeah, I know it's
right,
sexy.
Right, exactly.
Because I've never played that game. Anyway, let's see.
I know who the tardy one
is. Is now?
I'm just gonna get snarky about me.
Yeah. She arrives 2.5 hours late for the show, and now she's a bitch.
Yeah.
Right, all of a sudden, that's how it works out. Jesus Christ.
I don't think there's anything wrong with
it. Oh. No wonder Marissa I call you Mariah.
You know.
What's that? Oh, the sitter just called.
I got it. Hi, Harrison. I did forget to feed my cat again.
Well, meow.
For I know. It just got back
for the 50th year in a row.
50 years of not feeding a cat. God damn it.
It's a very, very...
I ship
my
cat.
Kitty. That's a very hungry kitty.
Well, no, we actually had a story about a cat earlier.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Meow.
Are you done? Is that
my gosh, Harrison's on.
Is that all you've done?
Yeah, seriously, work and stress about work.
Okay, so we'll continue on with headlines.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So in headlines, you were talking about things that people said about vegetables. Well, I have something that we can't say anymore. Weird. And do you have that video that I sent you a couple weeks ago? You said you'd have it queued up for last week. And then I wasn't here. That would be my other one.
Well, be sure to stick around for Marty.
That's all.
So tell that story, and then I'll see what video you sent me.
So
that'll be fun.
We have to be. It should be right there. It's the last thing I think.
Probably so, but I have to find you in my list. I have a lot of,
and then I'm there.
I have to click
you're
on
very
the
very important.
I have to click on the show older link.
You're pretty.
God, we know something about being 20 baby, and people saying cold. Something.
Who's that? What? 20?
Something. I heard it on the
times
way here.
Two.
Well, if Buddy Early's 30, we can all be 20.
That's a good point. So you know, we've talked about how Aaron, my Aaron, is the PETA representative. Right?
Jesus Christ.
God lover.
Oh my God.
Anyway, PETA says, and by God, if we're not offended by everything by now, fucking Rudolph with his red nose shoved up Hermes' ass, and there's all kinds of weird things happening.
Who's Hermes? Did he get it?
He wants to be a dentist.
He wants to be a dentist.
Is this the snow video?
That's Dion Brown.
Is the snow video?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Every Dion time Brown. I see the elf, I just see Dion Brown.
So PETA says that phrases like, bring home the bacon.
Oh, yeah, I heard about this one.
Are comparable to racism and homophobia.
They are not.
Oh, yes, they are, according to PETA.
How is bring home the bacon homophobic?
Meat-based idioms like flogging a dead horse, sounds kind of dirty, or taking the bull by the horns can be compared with homophobic and racist language, according to the Animal Rights Organization. Just as it became unacceptable to use racist, homophobic, or ableist language, phrases that trivialize cruelty to animals will vanish as more people begin to appreciate. I can't do this. To appreciate animals for who they are and start bringing home the bagels instead of the bacon.
I mean, that's fair. I'm going to eat both.
I'm going to have the bacon on the bagel.
What if
with
I
some
a-
lovely cream
if
cheese?
If those fuckers from PETA try to take my goddamn bacon
I'll
away from
them.
Oh, I will.
What if
I'll
if
start
I have
eating
a gluten
people
allergy
just to hide the bodies?
It's a gluten free bagel.
Oh, that's shitty.
That's don't awful. Don't fall for that.
It's a trick. It's
it.
A trick. The group took to Twitter last Tuesday, which was 2 weeks ago, because I'm rather, offering a graphic showing some possible possible alternatives to meat-related expressions. Instead of killing two birds with one stone, say, feed two birds with one scone.
No.
No. No.
Two things.
And instead of being the guinea pig, say, be the test tube.
Excuse me?
Okay.
You heard me.
No.
Yeah, first of all, don't pretend like you did not hear me. Their scone to some fucking birds.
Who's stoned and coming up with this?
Suck it, birds. That scone is for me.
Come on.
This and the other thing Oregon. Is... grabbing the bull by the horns, the only person dead in that story is the person that grabbed the fucking bull by the horns.
Don't beat a dead horse. Feed a fed horse.
Why are you going to feed the horse if he's already fed? He's not going to eat?
I can't.
And the dead horse can't feed the horse.
Take the bulls by, take the bull by the horns. Take the flower by the thorns. That's just going to cut my hand.
It just hurts, right.
Well, you were dead from the bull metaphors. I mean, really, you came out better in the flower story.
So, you know, for real, words matter, they say, and as our understanding of social justice evolves, our language evolves along with it. Duh. Now, the comparison with racism and homophobia was met with anger on Twitter.
Yeah.
With some arguing that PETA was trivializing race and gender issues.
Both of them.
It's a strong enough statement.
Yeah, we're gonna let both trivials into this one.
To say... don't be cruel to animals. I'm not saying people are more important than animals, but you appear to be saying that some people are the same as animals, and that's what racist, homophobes, and ableists say. As someone who has had homophobic slurs shouted at him and seen individuals physically threatened and beaten while anti-LGBTQ epithets were hurled, your stupidity is not even laughable. It is offensive to equate common animal idioms to racism, ableism, and homophobia.
What is ableism, and what did we do to Abel?
Because
he seemed
it's why we can't say retarded anymore.
No. You caned him, is what you did.
It's why we can't say the R word anymore.
That's right.
Ableism is why we can't say retarded anymore.
Yeah. And or handicapped or whatever, because it's handicapable. My dad was like, nope, handicapped. I'm handicapped. I'm not handicapped.
Because if you're capable, then park over there.
That's what I'm saying. What?
You're capable. Wheel your happy ass across the parking lot. You're not fucking capable.
Could you get the hell out
of that parking spot, you son of a bitch. So there's that.
I come off as grossly insensitive in that comment.
I do love this person, though. Do you ever wonder if PETA is a false flag set up by Big Meat to make everyone hate vegans?
Yeah.
I thought that was awesome.
Nobody needs help hating vegans.
Nobody does.
Not even vegans. They're the most self-loathing group I've ever met.
Jenny says, mind the gap is offensive to people with gap teeth. Alfred E. Newman comes to mind.
Right.
Anyway, so that is everything brought to you by PETA today.
I think that's enough.
Yeah, because we don't say homeless at work. We say domicile challenged.
Very nice. I appreciate that.
And you wanted a video to be played about snow.
Because this, you know, it's timely because of the weather. Outside is frightful, right? And, you know, we've talked about, like, when Clayton does his, you know, crime scene footage, right? And there's all kinds of the crazy when it comes to reporters and how they go a little bit overboard with their breaking news, right? Mm-hmm. So this gal put this thing together, and you guys might not, I almost peed my pants. I just thought she was brilliant.
All right. Cut your tape.
And she's Southern.
Well, let's go to video and see what happens here. Here we go.
Everyone, I have to warn you, we are in a national state of catastrophe and disaster in Little Rock, Arkansas. As you can see around me, the snow is pouring down from the sky. It is freezing cold out here. It's basically a blizzard. You could pretty much compare Little Rock, Arkansas to Canada at this point. I would say hold your kids tighter tonight because this snow is coming down hard. I don't know if you're going to be able to drive ever again because the ice is going to stick on these roads for good. I would recommend watching the news for the rest of your life because this weather is just absolutely horrendous. We have never seen a snow like this. The first snow, the worst snow in Arkansas history. Everyone, I have got to show you. Please come over here and take a look at this with me. Look at the snow accumulation on this leaf. It has got to be at least 2 centimeters high. Much cause for concern. Everyone, please take heed of our warnings. This is not a situation you want to be in. As you can see, I'm barely seeing. I can barely make it through this obnoxious snow right now. Pray for me, y'all.
So, We're getting all judgy and laughing at her, but every 5 years when a dusting of snow comes to Phoenix, yeah. That's exactly right. What happens. Yeah.
Or when it rains.
Yes. Shut it down. Shut it down. Shut the city down.
Everyone go home. Stay home. Oh, my God. I just thought that was great. Just watch it. Watch the news for the rest of the rest of your life. Just the rest of your life.
Just stay tuned.
Round up. Right.
Oh, it's about 2 centimeters. Snow size queen.
Oh, so what are you obsessed with?
You.
Were you obsessed with anything?
No. I am actually obsessed with one thing.
What?
And I think she brought props.
Oh, Christ.
Did
she move in?
Is there a puppet show?
Is that monkey going to play the piano again?
Oh, wow.
Dun, 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 dun,
I did.
Dun, dun,
dun.
Milk and Pepsi.
Oh, for Laverne.
Oh, I'm not drinking that.
I'm not either.
Oh, I'm not either. That's why I got tiny ones. But I did think that I would, you know, at least try it. I don't mind trying it.
I'm not doing it.
I don't care.
I tried it as a kid.
Can't make me.
Did you? I think I did too, but I don't remember.
What an awful thing to do to delicious milk.
Oh.
And or I Pepsi. I can't remember
Pepsi. what the story
I'm not
is.
A Pepsi drinker, but...
Oh, God, and it's whole milk, too. Sorry. Mm. It's going to be a lot of farting.
Show's almost over.
It's going to be a barn burner at the house tonight.
Reasons I'm glad I don't go to sleepovers with Al.
There you have it.
Oh, it's a fruitful night at Uncle Alfie's.
This is going to be vile. Well,
can I sleep here? Yes,
Marissa can stay here tonight.
I've got a couch.
Well, one way or another. To Laverne.
Oh, Laverne.
To Laverne DeFazio.
Schlemiel Schlemazel.
It's like a malt.
Like a Coke float, yeah.
That's what I figured.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Oh, it just tastes like a root beer float or a Pepsi float.
I'm against those.
Especially
two.
With whole milk, because that's practically just cream.
Oh, my God, it is.
That's not even remotely gross. No.
Huh.
Not
I can go
close.
With Laverne. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Laverne is milk and Pepsi.
Let me list the things I will... Drink that before I eat. Oh. Cooked cauliflower, cooked carrots, any kind of Brussels sprout. No. What she's spitting out of her mouth.
Clean up on aisle 3. Yeah. Clean up on aisle 3.
It's delicious.
Hmm. Put some peas. What the hell are you putting peas in?
I'm not mad about that. Where's you that? Are.
I'm very
clearly.
Offended.
What the hell is gobi?
Oh, they're eating aloo gobi.
Well, clearly.
I don't know what that is.
We're all offended by something, you know?
That verbally harassed me.
She didn't say anything for
cheers.
2 hours, but she does.
Now, that's hilarious. Now I got to do
well
Boo Boo
done.
Kitty.
No,
oh, she's
well
still
done.
Alive, so we can say
Boo Boo
Kitty,
Kitty
for the next time.
Boo Boo Kitty.
We got a Vodio Dodo. That's, oh my God.
Oh, yes.
That just
awesome.
Cracked
all
me
right.
up. This is not bad.
It's really not.
Where's that? All right. So in our... In our final segment of our final show of 2018, we're going to do this and see if we can get through it. Here we go. Uh-huh.
And now, Thoughtful Vulgarity, where we in the studio try to make ourselves slightly less shallow, which is not hard to do. We will ask one question of the panel while fucked up drunk. Because you know at home how well it goes when important questions come up several hours after alcohol has been served. Politics? Religion? Why not? What could possibly go wrong? Who could you offend?
Oh, can I have a mug?
Good luck.
Cunt mug, please.
Yes.
What do you need? What
a cunt
you
mug.
They're oh, they're, in the, they're on the they're on the, oh. the they're on the.
I'm good.
Just,
oh my God.
Make sure
she's
switch.
Mixing live. She's mixing live.
No, we'll she's, do it live.
There we go. We'll do it live.
Hey,
thanks.
Fuck it. We'll do it live.
We'll
thank
do it
you.
Live.
I love that.
It's fantastic. Isn't that great?
Yeah. It what? Took me God. About
you want
an
one?
Hour and a half to realize what it was.
You're
well,
welcome.
You know what we're going to do?
But you know our tagline is see you next Tuesday.
Yeah. Well, I figured.
Like, well, no, yeah. But I didn't know if you listened long enough to know until the end. Because I know you fall asleep early. You know, you're on the East Coast. I figured, you bowed out early.
I do.
Yeah. But now, look at you keeping up with us now.
Although I noticed the RuPaul has a new acronym.
The what?
Using the RuPaul.
Oh,
yeah. Well, charisma, uniqueness.
Oh, that's not new.
Something. Well, I just heard
right,
it.
No,
I don't
right.
fucking listen.
No, but I caught
but I
that
like,
too.
I was like, this bitch is trying to steal our material.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Fuck her.
Fuck
she
her.
Needs to sit her ass down. Also,
right.
Announce buying kilos of things.
It's all right.
Exactly. And I'm a little concerned.
No. They're on the metric system.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. We've only been on it since the 70s, ooh, technically by
I
law.
I got a little concerned. This is disgusting to put together. Like, to just...
Oh, yeah, I told you. It looks like it's got a, like...
It's about to curdle,
y'all. You have to ratio it out, girl. You have to figure it out.
That's going
to
be awful puke. I hope y'all don't puke later.
And then add we could add a little vodka.
I think rum would be delightful with this combo.
Well, it's not rum and Pepsi or rum and milk. It's milk and Pepsi. Got to figure it out.
But no, but we're just saying how to age this up. You know what I mean?
That's what Laverne get it anywhere. We're going to have a DeFazio.
So we can Bodio Dodo later, not together.
Joe's apparently freebasing with Coke and a splash of cream or coffee, so... Joe's out.
Well, yeah. Joe's trying.
Yodi do, Yodi vo do, Joe, whatever it is.
Okay. Wow. The differently abled should not be at the microphone.
All right, who's got a question? Actually, we should. Might Marissa have a question for thoughtful vulgarity?
Wow, it sounded like it sounded like Al talking to me.
You've been here 36 minutes. You need to shush. And, I've been here the whole train ride,
and yet words are still new.
Yeah, conductor.
So, can I have the rules on these questions?
Oh, there are no rules.
There are none.
Anything you've ever wanted to ask?
The rules are that Marnie answers first.
Yeah, that is.
So you're always in the perfect place for it.
It's exactly right. That's good. Look at you.
Yeah, doesn't have to be especially thoughtful, but can be. No, nothing too serious. Nothing too frivolous. Everything is kind of on the table. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You also will have to answer the question, but you get to answer last.
Last, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And those are the rules.
Those are the rules. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Last week's question was, what is the ugliest you've ever cried? That's bullshit. Shut up. last week's question was, what is the ugliest you've ever cried in public?
Interesting.
Oh.
Because I had just ugly cried at a place.
Oh. So. And if you would like to just dabble into the water for a second and share that with us, if you'd like to, we can do that on our way to your...
Love to.
Okay, so when did you laugh? What was your ugliest cry in public?
My ugliest cry. I definitely had a fight with my boyfriend.
Oh.
Out in public.
Current or former boyfriend?
Current.
Okay.
We love to fight in public and make everybody uncomfortable.
You know what? Squad goals.
Some people have PDAs.
On board with this. Yeah.
But she's like, and then. Wow.
Yeah. Have the fight when it needs to be fought.
Exactly.
Good.
Get it out now. Get it out.
Don't cry out loud. That doesn't work for us.
Well, just don't cry for me, Argentina.
Don't go to bed mad.
Yeah.
Let's fight it. We're going to fight at Costco, goddammit.
Just stay the fuck up and fight.
All right.
I like it.
I sleep better.
So fight with the boyfriend. Go on.
Oh, yeah. What was it about? Who knows? Who cares?
Sure.
Right. No. That's
best fights.
Like all good fights. Yeah.
Got a good ugly cry out of it.
Snot was hitting the ground at that point.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. One of those. Wow. Red, puffy, everything.
Yeah. And then did he feel bad?
He sure did.
Yeah. And then it worked, right?
He always apologizes first.
Oh, I love it.
I love it. Yeah. I don't. Yeah. That's what I learned from my mother.
Uh-huh. That was the best face maybe ever.
Thank you.
Oh, I don't care.
No,
see, but like that's what happens when you grow up with Nancy as a mom. She doesn't cave on anything. He too. Nancy as a mom.
And you, Ellie.
Yeah. Learn from the best.
Oh, that's great.
When you grow up with Nancy.
And no caving.
Shout out to my mother.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be here today without her.
Well,
Now, Nancy is the sister I've yet to meet. Obviously, Debbie multiple times has been here. Yep. You've arrived with the Debbie. Mm-hmm. I've never had the pleasure of meeting Nancy. So
it really is a pleasure.
Someday.
Absolutely.
We're hoping.
Everybody's invited for whatever holiday they want.
Oh, just pick one?
Yep.
Oh,
pick one and
it can't
up.
Be Valentine's Day because apparently I have a Michelle Obama.
That's okay.
I have to stay in town.
It's 12.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. She already forgot.
Okay. I'm partial to St. Nicholas Day.
I was going to go late because he just said 5 p.m.
So that's your so that's your cry in public. Now, might you have a question that maybe you've even posed this question to other friends of yours in your circle of friends?
What is the wildest kind of question that you can like think of that you might want to ask and just see your uncle have to answer?
That's true. There's a family relation that adds some stuff to it.
It does. It really does.
Oh, man.
Oh, you're not shy. No.
I'm trying to figure out like a good like question with from the family because I would love to hear his response.
Oh,
but I just
I like it. Dig deep.
Yeah,
let's go dark. I'll go to a commercial break if you can come up.
Do it.
We can do a dance break if we need to.
We can do a dance break.
We can do a dance break.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Let her think a minute.
She's like, I don't even know what that even means.
Time.
I know, but I just can't.
I know, but you can. I'll help
being
you.
Put on the spot is
yeah,
just
no, no,
not
no, but
my
see, now
yeah.
we're going to have a dance break.
We're going to have a little dance break. Yeah, you got 30 seconds.
Oh, we're going to do a dance break right now. We're going to, here we go.
If you think it sucked so far, just wait till after this 30-second dance break.
While the squirrels are back in the attic. Your dad won't call an exterminator. He says it's personal this time. Where are you? It's very loud there. Are you taking a Zumba class?
And we're back.
It's not going to be as deep and dirty as we wanted.
You don't know. We can make anything.
We can make anything.
Yeah, we are. Right. We've been doing this 7 years. We
That's
trust
why
me.
I'm here.
Annette wants to go straight for the good stuff.
I
see
like
that.
Yeah, I know. I see that. And it's
Annette,
just something.
You guys are such prudes. I don't know that that's ever been. Well, I've been called that, but I don't think anybody else really has.
Not usually.
It used to be like at the when we first started the show that they would say anything about sex and
Right. And somebody say dildo and Marty's
so
under the table.
Al was so good at that. Like he would come up with something and I'd be like, "Will you just shut up? Just go on to the next person, whatever." And I'm crawling under the table. It was really ridiculous. Yeah. Now I'm like, "Fuck you."
All right, so
I'm
you
still
have a
not answering it.
Here it is. What do you think would be the hardest about living hundreds of years in a youthful state?
Oh. Marnie?
God damn it.
That's what you picked? That's the one you
picked? I kind of like that. Like, okay,
and now define define youthful state.
Oh, that's true. We need parameters.
Now, okay. you are continually youthful and never age.
So the portrait of Dorian Gray.
Or are you somewhere else where everybody else is youthful and only you age?
This doesn't apply just to you.
Yeah.
I just know. No. See you That's next funny. Tuesday, yeah. right? No, I wanted to know how she was asking the question.
In a world where everybody ages and you don't, how are you going to, you know, what do you do?
I'm going to laugh at all you fuckers.
Run around and charge more.
I'm going to be like, right.
$20 is $20. Yep.
Well, I think that personally, I think that would be horrible based on... Not learn because if you stay in that state, then you're not going to learn anything, right? I mean, don't you agree?
Like,
I don't know, this is fictitious, so
right, it's fake shit, but I would think that you're not.
Is this a press conference?
So, you think age and wisdom and are mutually tied?
I think it can be. I'm just saying, like, if you're staying in one kind of I'm 19 forever, I think that no matter how long you're alive. You're not necessarily growing because that's all. That's what I think.
Well, I think it was more so like you're aging, but as you age, you just don't.
Oh, just physically.
Wait, is this like a Benjamin Button question?
Absolutely.
It's whatever we make it at this point.
Oh, see, I took it.
I went a different route.
Then go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
No, but that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're like 100, but I look 19.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd fucking suck.
I charge
Except
more.
Except nothing would hurt.
Right.
$40 is $40.
Right.
I think that...
Is that how you're making the payments these
hey,
days?
Hey, who cares?
So wait, so
I got bills
would get all the wisdom,
girl,
but my back would not hurt.
This is correct.
Oh, I'm not mad about this.
You'd have
all.
Smaller tits. This might be my guess,
actually,
too.
I'd have bigger tits because I had the reduction at 24.
Got it.
My version of this.
Or I thought you were going to tell us when your reduction was.
I know, my reduction. Not as successful.
They really did a wonderful job. They're very symmetrical.
They really are. They're quite handsome.
I think that no matter what, like, because you don't, are you losing? Like, it's good to be 20 when you're 20, but then you got to stop. You know what I mean? Like, I think it would be exhausting to constantly be expected to be young and have that much energy. Like,
Mm-hmm. It's kind of a relief as you hit like mile markers of like, oh, thank God, I don't have to do that anymore.
But yeah. Is it about your, like, so if you're continuing to grow, like, in your mind.
Right, but my mind is tired, too.
No, I know. That's what I mean. Like, do you believe in that kind of physically, like, or emotionally? Yeah.
It was
or
tired
whatever,
about 7:45 tonight, just for the record.
Well, why do you think I was
That's how I would think of it, is you would be expected to be youthful and do youthful things and, like, oh, my God, no, you guys go.
Look how that's getting kind of nasty.
Oh, I know. It's
file.
It looks like you can read that shit and tell my fortune. That would be my thing. Is I think there's a point where you like you want to move on and like it would just be exhausting to just constantly be expected to like keep up with youth. Sure. If I was no longer youthful, you know what I mean? And 10 years of doing stuff in my 20s was enough. 10 years of doing stuff in my 30s.
Yeah, because that would be an expectation, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
right.
You'd have to keep up doing with that youthful stuff. And I
tried that into my 30s and early 40s, and it just didn't work very well.
Oh no! And everybody does that little marathon where you think you can keep up with the 20-year-olds, and then you just tumble across Campbell Avenue and
fall
down.
That's when you start dating the right age.
It seems awfully specific. Yeah.
It seemed recent. Maybe Saturday night?
And Harrison says that a longer lifespan would breed ennui. And I do think that. Like, I think if you think you're going to live forever, you would just stop trying. You know what I mean? Like, you have to kind of look at it as this might be the end, so fucking do it.
Well, and how many people would just start, if you're going to continue, like, you're just staying alive.
Staying alive.
It's not the dance break anymore, kids.
it had to be done.
But then you would just become, I mean, how many people would just become assholes and just start fucking with people?
Yeah, because you're...
Because you could.
Yeah.
And just becoming me.
You have to be youthful to do that.
That's the portrait of Dorian Gray where that ugliness
it didn't
has
wanna,
to go
right,
somewhere.
Right,
yeah.
Yep.
Well, I would go back to what I was commenting earlier about when I was at that gathering on Saturday night and those kids that were 23, 24... are explaining to me how their life works with this social media thing. And I was almost exhausted just listening to what they do. I can't imagine having to keep up and do, literally, that's not going to happen.
I can't,
I'm not going to post every 5 seconds of my life. I don't have that desire like they do. It's just raised in a different generation where it's just not, I get what they're, I understand the success rates what they're getting out of it because they're selling themselves. That's what they do. That's how the world works for them. But I was exhausted. I'm like, I can't imagine being young like that and having to keep up anymore.
Yeah.
I get 49 years old. I'm like you said, I agree. There was stuff you did in your 20s, 30s, 40s. And now I'm like, I'm just happy to go sit in a quiet bar in the corner and make fun of people. I don't need to walk through the bar and make fun of them.
Right. Yeah. You'll come to me. I'll sit by the bathroom.
I'm not going
to
walk through the bar and make fun of you. I'm just going to sit at a table. When you walk by, I'll make snarky comments. Very different than in my 20s.
It's a good point. I just want to point my stupidity out right now because I had to look up two of the words that Harrison had up there because I've seen them before, but I wasn't sure, and that was enjoyable. Thank you, Harrison, because I had to look.
You've ever done a crossword puzzle? And we is like,
and I've seen it. No, I've seen it, but I had to look it up because I was like, wait a minute, what? You know, so that was very exciting. Thank you for me.
And then answered your question. If you go back, I did answer his question.
So I feel like this question's actually already been answered in book and cinematic form. In the form of Interview with a Vampire.
Oh, uh-huh.
Clearly.
Oh, yeah.
Because they...
Been listening to this bitch whine for 400
500
years.
500 fucking years. Yeah, and I feel like I would last all right for about the first... I'm going to guess like 300 years I'd be good before I really started
to get
bored.
Optimistic.
There's a lot to see. There's a lot to do. Like, if you have like eternal youthfulness, like...
But yeah, and
how many times can you? And how many times can you reinvent yourself in hundreds of years? Oh my God, how
Ask fun. Madonna! Like,
she even became British.
Right.
Right there.
Right. Like, I've ghosted my life twice now and completely reinvented it. I would love to be able to do that whenever the fuck I wanted to. How cool would that be? Sure. I'm on board, honestly. I see no challenges. I see amazingness. And a million personality. I think I might need to talk to somebody.
Yeah. I think that's a good idea. I also think that it's a good idea for her to realize that it's going to be a whole lot less than 300 years
before she be a sociopath.
She might actually come back from her Christmas holiday and be like, and we're done.
I might not come back. Oh. That's what ghosting is. I just everybody's like, what happened to Kat? I don't
Well, as we know. As we round out the table, Marissa, it is to you, my dear.
Okay. Well, being, you know, only 24.
So and not ever going past that.
Not ever
She's
aging.
She's gonna learn.
No, I actually like I'm looking forward to aging and getting all the experiences. I feel like if I weren't to age, I wouldn't be taken seriously. And I have that issue a lot in my field.
Okay.
People walk in and are instantly like, oh, you look, you know, 18. Why are you here? What do you do? Like, and I just get that constantly.
You couldn't have enough experience to do this job.
Sure. Exactly.
Okay. Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I just, I face that issue, and I know plenty of people in the industry because the film industry just seems to never age. I don't know what these people are smoking, drinking, eating.
But I like some.
Can we get Kathy Lee Gifford on the phone?
Yes, no. Yes, yes, no.
Right, right. People just don't seem to age, but when you are face-to-face with an actor and they are older than you and they know it, mm-hmm. they just love to use that as a weird way to just jump in and kind of undermine you and kind of make you a little less confident. So, like, I'm looking forward to aging and learning and gaining more knowledge in my field, in the world, in everything. I think it would be terrible. I mean, I understand you could, like, reinvent yourself in every different state, and that would be amazing. But what happens when you run out of 50 states?
And you run out of... There, you got to cross the pond.
And then Madonna this bitch and become, and become British.
You know, you run out of...
The beach of Veracruz. Right.
No, but you know what? There is a certain amount of I want to say satisfaction, for lack of a better word, to looking at the next batch of 24-year-olds and knowing that you know your shit and kind of being like, I got you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it is.
But it's very cool.
So then my follow-up question would be...
Who the fuck gave this bitch a follow-up question?
Me.
I like it.
Thank you.
Have you not been on this show before?
I forgot.
Well, you know, the book of questions, the page two, is the follow-up question. I'm sure it might even be there.
I'm sure.
Is what age... would be the youthfulness where you would stop? Because think of the disadvantages if someone decided that youthfulness was 8 years old and you were perpetually eight. Or, so where would you...
Okay. Like, for example, Big Bird, the character Big Bird, was perpetually 6 years old.
Okay.
Big Bird never aged. He was always 6 years old.
Ew.
So when you think about the level of intellect and all that, like you said, if 8 years old was the chosen age of youthful, you know, all that... Yeah.
Yeah, it's a whole different story. So if you were going to be stuck, if this was like, where would you want the clock to stop?
At 45, because I had just had a hysterectomy and I wasn't hurting as much as I am, you know, this many years later. So I'd say 45. Because I got rid of all their time. Actually, 9.
Wow.
Huh?
Well, that's when my period started, and now I'm stuck on that.
So you get to keep your uterus but not have a period?
Exactly. That's really where
remember
the,
when Marnie would,
that I got it.
Remember when Marnie wouldn't talk about these things? Can we go back? Whatever age that was.
7 years ago.
Right.
Just put her back
Can
under
we go
the
back
table.
To 42?
Put her back under the table.
Let's go back to 42. I like that. I liked her better then.
Sorry.
That's
fantastic.
Let's do the math.
I was surprised I could do that math.
I know, that was pretty good.
I like youthful to me. I would say 35. Sure. I think that was the right medley of knew some stuff, had the energy, could still hang with the boys. Right, you know what I mean? Right. The blender was going.
Party like a rock star.
Yeah, could still go to a pool party and take my shirt off. You know what I mean? Like.
Yep.
Not be in the moo-moo, not be Mrs. Roper.
not be Buddy Early.
You'd be smart enough to accessorize. Clearly.
Gotta have the necklace.
Exactly. Toy jewelry, why not? Mm-hmm. Yeah, 35 would be...
This is artistic rendering.
It's fantastic. Okay, there's
that. Yeah, that would...
It's a striking man there.
That would be
Mrs. Roper
right.
On the right.
Yes, exactly. Audra Lindsay, ladies and gentlemen. Still dead.
Super dead.
Super dead.
Super dead. Extra dead.
I think I would pick 40. Because at 40, you're 40's still young, but yet at 40, you it gives the impression that you are old enough.
distinguished. Yeah.
You can tell some people to fuck off at 40.
I'm pretty sure if you look in the dictionary of usefulness, though, I don't know that 40 like.
Yeah, because qualifies. They people go to like middle age, right? Especially right. for and
how fucking old more am I gonna so, live?
Especially like, for guys. Like,
and it's funny because 35 is when I had probably the biggest problem with my birthday. That was probably the birthday that gave me the most like agita and like.
Really?
I was like half of 70. I felt middle aged, and then like.
We'll stop if you all would like to Google agita. And
but the New spelling Yorker. Is
yeah. In hindsight, though, I
it's
was like
it's akin to verklempt. Yeah, like it's the neighbor,
but it's got some nausea. But
there's some bubbles.
Yeah,
it's verklempt with bubbles.
Like, there's a gurgling. Like there's a gurgling that's not very pleasant.
Does it look like
that? It does look like that when it comes up. Here's my agita sample. Yeah. If, test that, bitch.
If chutzpah were in a glass. Yeah.
Oh, no, not, that's not chutzpah. No. That's a different lady.
No. Chutzpah spit out.
Oh, but it is funny to think about, like.
It's good.
Oh, my God, this is awful. I'm so old. And then, like, to think, like, oh, my God, and, like, several years, you're going to look back at this and be like, ooh, that was really the prime. That was when it was all firing.
I don't know.
Well, I still think I was firing good at 40. I think
No. I'm just saying, but like, you think at that moment, oh my God, I'm so old, or you know what I mean? You have that, whatever age, everybody has that one birthday that kind of like drops you.
Have you got to that age yet?
31 was awful. I thought I was going to die.
Mm.
Yeah. What the fuck just happened to me? I'm in my 30s. So I would pick somewhere like mid-20s. I would pick like 24... to 28 to stay youthful there because I'm still like young enough to feel invincible, like nothing can touch me.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, haven't realized my own mortality yet, which is what happened at 31. I was convinced I was just going to die here.
Yeah. I think maybe.
Granted, my life wasn't the best at the time.
Whoa. Yeah, right?
Yeah. My living situation
fair
at the time.
Point,
I was like, oh, I'm just going to die here.
Because someone might murder me.
But, or I'm going to wait for you to die. That was a thing, too.
Oh, my God. And she hasn't yet.
No.
Oh, God.
And sometimes still listens. Glad you're still alive.
Maybe she's on a train.
No, I would say May 10th of 2002 was the last day I thought I was immortal. That's when the immortality... Gene left.
Was that your rollerblade incident?
No, that was the day before I turned 35.
Oh, okay. I thought there was a rollerblade incident.
Yeah, but I still in my youthfulness, like I want a hint of that invincible mentality.
The
untouchable.
And Pat Benatar can be your theme song.
Oh,
wait, no, that wasn't invincible.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm right.
You know, I didn't understand people like at 30 or at 40, like those kind of critical birthdays or the milestone kind of birthdays. Mm-hmm. My friend who listens direct couldn't get out of bed
like
on her 40.
So you're fucked up.
I really do like junior high.
I tell my kid on the daily that nobody likes middle school.
Yeah.
That's not, don't. You can't meet my kid.
Well, it's what you make of it, really. I mean, I think it's because I hated sixth grade so much.
He's making a shit show of it, let me tell you.
And now to you, do you have an age that you're like, is it too young to stop the clock?
I don't feel invincible at the age of 24. I feel like I would feel invincible once I had my life together. Like once.
By the way, it never happens.
I feel like I'm
still
like
waiting for somebody to share the secret.
Reach.
So okay, so you said you don't feel invincible now at 24. Yeah. So was there a time when you were younger that you did feel more invincible?
No.
Did anything like in your teen? Any part of that was like I can do anything I want or no?
I hated my teenage years. I hated high school. I feel like.
Yeah, she's weird.
Fucked in the head.
Leave it. It's a sidebar.
The death look like that she just gave
in
Maury.
Order to fully understand.
49's a good age.
Yeah, that's fucking
maybe,
Christmas.
Maybe that's my youth. Maybe being able to feel like I have a life that I can support myself with.
Yeah.
Would create an invincibility within me.
As your mom would say, fuck you money.
Exactly.
That's a nice feeling.
Oh, I like
you have
that.
Enough money to say fuck you to people.
And that I just don't have
that.
Right now.
Yeah.
I love... Like, and I feel, you know, when I join the union for my field and when I do get married and when I do have, you know, a kid or a home, both are, you
similar.
Know,
similar. You have to change them and fix them.
Do you have a number in your head as to what that will be?
I'm like, hoping by 30.
Wow, you want to do all that in the next 6 years?
Yeah.
That's where you,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that's realistic. Like,
no, no, but I'm didn't very close. I would have put a little higher number on that.
I'm very close to achieving my union goals.
Okay.
And awesome. With union comes way more work than I have right now.
Sure.
And way more money in the bank.
Stability.
And with, exactly. And with all of that comes a nice apartment. Mm-hmm. Comes a nicer apartment. Comes a house. With that comes marriage and kids eventually, hopefully.
I heard
maybe.
This song before.
I like it.
Yes.
I heard it on a country radio station.
Open the door and there's the people go across the bar. How's that work? People, how does that nurture
and
work?
And not see all the steep.
Right. I definitely did this in like church camp. Somewhere. Bible study something.
I did this a lot in Bible sometimes. Sure. Fuck yeah, there's that. I'm just saying.
Wow.
No, I didn't really. I didn't. But she did.
Well, look at that. We ran around the table twice and got all the answers of all the things.
You know, but that's I enjoy the way that you have it. Want to have it laid out.
Yeah.
Right?
And just to be able to picture it and have a goal. Perfect world. Yeah. Right. There is no such thing.
When is your birthday?
October 7th. I'm a Libra.
You are a Libra. Because that sounded very Virgo-ish to me.
It really did.
I mean, I have missed the mark on all counts. Yeah. But that sounded very boom, boom.
I'm not even on the cusp.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right in the middle.
You're right in the middle.
I can't make a decision to save my life, but I feel like...
That's a Libra.
Those ones...
Yeah, but you're optimistic on all the other friends, it sounds
sure,
like.
Sure, right? Sure. Yeah. That's fantastic.
Well, we'd like you to come back when you're 30... to this show
and
see how this is going to work out.
My God, we're doing this show for another 6 years.
I don't need your attitude.
Hey, if you guys don't, maybe we'll get paid. Achieve goals.
Yeah.
If there is not,
guys are
going to
be collecting social security.
Like still, well, you know what? And quite frankly, and that's how we'll get paid. There you go.
But since it's the last show, did you lay out like a? I don't know if for gay people it's different because there was none of those goals. I don't know what that is.
It's my phone going.
You know what I mean? Like those time goals. And I don't know, like, do women have that?
I know that by 35, I was completely disappointed and disillusioned. So that's why I say 45. Just get rid of the uterus and I'm fine. I had always wanted, my dad's nickname was Buzzy. And it was always a thing that he had wanted to own a bar. And so I thought, well, I'll own Buzzy's. And we had it drawn out. We had the whole nine, you know, just that vision. That,
right, but you didn't have like a life plan of marriage.
Yeah, that's
I always
done.
Wonder about that with, because I thought that was all off the table, and I thought that was the fun.
You
part
mean
of
like
all.
Life plan, right? Like marriage and all that.
Yeah,
or what?
Like you know what I mean. Like there was never.
No,
something
how many
with me,
how many gay people really look at that?
And that's why it's something that I never considered. Like luckily that disappointment didn't
like
happen.
Because
woo.
Now if you want to, you put marriage to it. That's different. Right? But yeah. I mean, as far as like wanting to be with one person and just.
Oh, we talked about that, making that wish wrong. Jesus Christ. Right. You want to go back and shoot
and
that fucking star down.
And you're the only person on this table that has that pending.
Oh, she's engaged.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
But you're the only person at this table who's got that pending in your life. Dumb. None of us do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't. I have a desire.
I got to get like two restraining orders thrown up for it's even a possibility.
Not gonna do it.
Not gonna happen.
Ain't nobody got no chance.
And I'm not
that.
Terribly optimistic that will ever happen. Now, but I'm also the one who says I don't need that legal definition.
Right. Me either.
If it all,
I don't need it. It's not a matter of need. It's a matter that because we can and with age, right? It comes that wisdom of with that paper. Being able to, there are so many things that can go
like a life decisions
wrong.
For others.
Right.
That legal thing, which obviously you've seen a million times in your line of work, where
I mean,
people can't make decisions for others because they're missing that paper or they're missing.
And you've never had an honest conversation. One of the things that hurts is if you've never had an honest conversation about how you want things to go. Like you and like her grandfather, my father had very specific conversations that seemed very maudlin and upsetting until the time came and we're like.
Well, there's
no questions here. Right.
We know what to do.
Yeah, exactly. Sure. Get in the car. We're ready to go.
Was he buried with Triscuits? Is that how that worked out?
We weren't giving up Triscuits.
They made it up.
He wasn't getting any Triscuits. He got a deck of cards and a bottle of Jack Daniels.
but I mean, that really is the big deal. You know, and I think we've on this show made the statements
right into a microphone of, nope, just cremate me. Do this so that we'd have it on record. Like, if anybody needs to go
back. Yeah, because any of my family's going to sift through all 900 hours to this.
No, but one of, but Kat, one of us will.
Somewhere after this flying cat, maybe he'll tell us his final wishes.
One of us would. Maybe we should just have a...
In this universe, why am I the one that goes first?
Yeah.
Maybe we should have a show.
Y'all are 10 years older than I am.
Oh, and that's generous.
Mean-spirited.
Oh, no, that's actually, no, that's actually true.
That's true. Yeah, true.
It's 100%
true. Adam up, take the average.
I know.
Exactly.
You guys are 9 years and 3 months older
than
I am.
We're grading on a curve here.
Yeah. And I'm a little bit more than
that. A little bit plus.
I know how to math.
We know where that bell peaks.
I know how to math.
Well, that was a good talk.
Oh, who doesn't feel better about that? Marissa, thank you. Your first show with us. Thank you very much.
And good luck with the goal of the union stuff. That's fantastic.
We'll be touching base with you again later.
I mean, the rest of it as well, but, you know, let's start with that.
That's the most important.
That's right. Absolutely.
I forgot about the other chat room again, but...
It's all right. We'll figure it out later.
Thank you, guys.
Jeffrey, thanks for playing.
Thanks for letting me join late.
Oh, my gosh.
And then Nant and Harrison and Mama Di.
Again, if you're listening to this on the repeat, we're taking 2 weeks off. We will not be back until the second Tuesday of January for a live show, so you take 2 weeks off as well, people. My heaven's sakes alive. And also,
do something productive on
Tuesday.
Be sure
to listen to the end of the show for a little timely Christmas knowledge from Karen Walker. Because, you know, that's what we need here on this show. Right?
Okay.
Sure. All right. Aaron. My gosh. Well, everybody, thank you for being part of my 2018. I look forward to another year with all of you fuckers, including you, Marissa.
Welcome to the fucker club.
Well, as we wrap up tonight's show,
say it into your camera.
Let's leave you with our parting thought. We will
see you next Tuesday.
Oh, Tuesday.
Grace, it's Christmas, for goodness sake. Think about the baby Jesus. Up in that tower, letting his hair down. So that the three wise men can climb up and spin the dreidel and see that there's 6 more weeks of winter.